You're listening to SBS News.
The modern-day gold rush has hit new heights. Escalating tensions between the United States and China, coupled with surging COVID-19 cases around the world, is driving investors towards gold. Lee Prosser runs a boutique gold outlet in Sydney that primarily buys and sells small quantities of the precious metal.
Well, a lot of the people that are asking me about buying gold are really keen on getting something physical that they can hold that is not a currency but can be traded like a currency. And a lot of people feel from a historic point of view that gold is a very reliable investment.
Ms. Prosser says the rising price of gold has stirred interest. And that interest could well continue with analysts such as Daniel Hines from the ANZ Bank confident, suggesting the surge in the price of gold isn't over.
We could see at least another 10% sort of added onto the price at the moment. I mean, momentum is still very strong. Central banks are certainly suggesting that they'll keep rates at near zero conditions for the foreseeable future. And I think they'll let that linger even after, I suppose, the economy starts to recover.
And with that economic backdrop, the allure of buying gold for small investors is likely to remain strong. Mr. Hines says it will remain a popular choice while uncertainty about how long the COVID-19-induced economic slowdown continues.
People are buying coins and small bars as a hedge against that sort of turmoil. It is essentially, when you come down to it, it's an asset which performs when everything else is collapsing around you. So it is perfect asset for that rainy day when everything is getting quite dire.
And the jewellery market has also been performing well too. Ender Kakili runs his own jewellery store in Sydney, and he says the current strength of gold makes it a popular choice for people with cash in their pockets.
If some people, they have money, they're buying gold. But gold, they know, like, you know, gold going higher and good investment, that's why people come and buying.
Ms. Prosser loves buying and selling gold at any time. Right now, though, she says it's an exciting time to be in the business, a business that thrives on its simplicity.
It's simple to buy and to sell gold. You can walk into anyone like me with your gold, get a price straight away, we'll give you cash, we'll do a bank transfer. So it's instantly realised, unlike trying to sell another asset that you might have if you need money.
And it's providing a welcome boost for the Australian economy as the second largest producer of gold in the world. Border closures may be weighing down the tourism and education markets, but when it comes to gold, the future is looking bright. John Baldock, SBS News.